Welcome, Hive Mind. This is Dr. Amy Pike and Dr. Amy Learn, the Amies. And you are listening to the Behavior Buzz podcast, a veterinary behavior podcast that aims to bring cutting-edge scientific information and education to pet parents, behavior professionals, and the veterinary community. Today, we are talking about holiday hell. So join us now to set the record straight on the hottest and most controversial topics. I am your co-host, Dr. Amy Pike, a board-certified veterinary behaviorist, here with a woman who puts Mrs. Claus to shame in the kitchen, the other Dr. Amy.
Mrs. Claus wishes she could make my chicken pot pie.
Indeed.
I am Dr. Amy Learn, also a board-certified veterinary behaviorist and co-owner of the Animal Behavior Wellness Center with the lovely Dr. Pike here in Virginia. We are coming to you live from the PRN PharmaCal studios with our executive producer, Taryn Blaze.
Thank you, Amy's. On today's episode of the Behavior Buzz, we will be discussing the hell that is the holiday season with pets and family. But before we get started, Dr. Amy's, what's getting you buzzed during today's episode?
I already downed mine already. So I was drinking a little spiked hot cocoa with a little peppermint schnapps to make me feel all warm and cozy.
Yum.
And I am drinking the celebrated holiday favorite, eggnog.
Blah. Who celebrates that? Gross.
You can find all of our signature cocktail and mocktail recipes on our website, behaviorbuzz.com. That's Behavior Buzz with 6 Z's, because holidays can be hazardous.
All right, Behavior Buzz fans, what is all the buzz about today? Well, there's no place like hell for the holidays, especially around the Pike House. Just kidding, but seriously, when you do mix holiday stress, pets, travel, alcohol, visiting family, and large meals together, it's a recipe for certain disaster. So we are here to help you navigate the holiday hellscape.
So holidays have so much fun, excitement, and potential danger involved that we wanted to shed some light on some of the topics to consider so that you can make your holiday gatherings as safe and enjoyable as possible. We will discuss the ingestible dangers, environmental dangers, stressors that may be present, and some possible options to consider to help your pets avoid holiday hell.
So some of the dangers lurking around the holidays include the food we eat. Our pets definitely want to find, steal, and share all of the things that we are enjoying. In fact, Ike Pike, the giant schnauzer, just stole 2 gingerbread men off the dining room table last night because we left them too close to the edge to dry after we decorated them. And while that was fine for him to eat, there are some foods that are toxic, like onions and raisins, and we will list some of those in the honey pot for you guys so that you can ensure that you don't keep those around your pets. Some other foods that can be dangerous are like meat bones, spicy, or especially fatty foods. They may lead to gastroenteritis or pancreatitis, something that all of us mini schnauzers owners know all about. And we can't forget about the uncooked food as well, including rising bread dough or food that you leave in the trash that may be spoiled. In our Behavior Buzz homes, holidays, of course, also mean some alcohol, which is definitely not something to share with your pets ever.
That's a big no-no. So when families gather, they also bring all their stuff. This means lots of things on the floor, lots of things to explore, lots of things to chew, and a possible trip to the ER for you.
Look, you rhymed. It was
I know, I did that on purpose.
Brilliant.
Like a Dr. Seuss rhyme.
That's what I was thinking.
For holiday hell.
I know. I'm going to write my own children's book. Join me next time on Behavior Buzz. So pets want to check out all this stuff. So make sure that doors are closed so that they don't get into Aunt Irma's knitting or Grandpa Clarence's Lipitor or Cousin Tom's edibles. Also, make sure you inform your guests of the dangers, since they might not have pets and they might not know how sneaky pets can be. put some automatic closing baby gates on your guests' bedrooms or bathrooms, or even automatic closing door mechanisms like those that are used for the doors outside. Not only does this help Fido from getting into edibles, it also helps little kids from getting into grandma and grandpa's medication, too.
Yeah. A previous mini schnauzer of mine, Mr. Wilson, once ate an entire bar of soap that a friend had brought in her toiletry bag, which was completely random. And then last Christmas, I actually got a call from my childhood bestie, Michelle, saying that her dog was really sick. And everything that she told me, all the signs absolutely pointed to marijuana ingestion, which she came to find out that her visiting family members had brought. So, but thankfully, some supportive care at her local ER, and her pup was right as rain, but Michelle was none too happy. So if your family is like mine and celebrates with a live tree, we still need to go get it, definitely put those ornaments out of reach and make sure that no one is drinking from the water. You can use an exercise pen to surround the tree or put it in a room that you can shut the doors to or use baby gates to close off. And also, most of the other holiday plants are also toxic, like mistletoe, holly, and poinsettias. Sometimes we light oil lamps or candles or even snuggle up to a warm fire in the fireplace. And curious kitties are especially notorious for getting into trouble with the Christmas tree, climbing up it mostly, or burning their whiskers on the menorah. Oh, man. So consider using electric candles and fireplace grates to block their access.
So speaking of Christmas tree ornaments, I have a short story to tell. One of the first dogs that I had came with me to visit my in-laws for the holidays, which seems like a great situation, but we did not make good friends.
Oh, no.
So,
'twas the night before a December holiday.
We left the dog. She was totally fine normally being home alone. We went to Christmas Eve services, and she was left loose in the house. And they had a fantastic live Christmas tree with lots and lots of beautiful heirloom.
Oh, no.
Ornaments.
Oh, no.
Some of which were made out of dough.
Oh, no.
And they used to make dough ornaments and dry them and decorate them and hang them with yarn or ribbon on the tree. Well, they were many, many years old, but she thought they were delicious. And we came home from Christmas Eve services and they were eaten and destroyed all over the floor. As you can imagine, one of a kind, irreplaceable.
Oh, no, I can imagine.
That didn't go over well. So definitely make sure those ornaments are placed up out of reach where your pets can't get to them, and you will have happier family relations.
Dr. Learn was in the doghouse for that Christmas.
It was rough. Oh, man. So depending on where you live, there may also be snow. So watch out for frostbite, and some of the salts that we use to melt snow can be irritating to your pet's feet and toxic if ingested. So think about those things. Use sand, or there are some pet-friendly versions. Pet-free. They don't contain pets. You can condition your dog to wear booties when outside in the winter, but start as soon as possible. We're a little bit late now because that can be a process. Or at a minimum, clean your dog's paws before they come inside. And if your pet doesn't like their paws being touched, lay down dry towels for them to run across before they come inside. That's what happens at my house. We have a trail of towels all along the runway coming inside. And that way, my super particular about paw-touching pups don't need me to wipe their paws. They can do it themselves.
Perfect.
Also think about toys that are gifted or even those that are part of the celebration, such as a dreidel, which can be a choking hazard or a potential foreign body if ingested. Then again, there are the guests. With lots of people, there are lots of noise and chaos. This is not fun for most pets. Stress is one of the most important items that many pet parents forget about. A change in routine and environment are stressful alone. Then add in extra people who sometimes bring their own pets, or worse,
children.
And all the noise. That just makes me want another cocktail.
Indeed. Cheers to that, Dr. Learn. And thank you, Amy's. What's up next, Dr. Pike?
We are going to take a quick break with a word from our sponsors, and then we'll talk about how to help those pets with their holiday stress.
PRN stands for pro re nata, a Latin phrase meaning as the circumstance arises. Since 1978, the veterinary community has trusted PRN Pharmacal to be here when needed, with industry-leading research and innovative products designed to improve animal health and quality of life.
PRN Pharmacal is a proud sponsor of the Behavior Buzz podcast and is committed to the physical and emotional health of animals everywhere. PRN Pharmacal, here when you need us.
Okay, let's get back down to business.
Dr. Pike, what can be done to help my pets stress less during the holiday season?
Well, one of the easiest ways to help a pet for the holidays is to use calming pheromones. So pheromones are chemical messengers that we send to members of our own species. And there are several calming pheromones that are commercially available, including the maternal appeasing pheromone of dogs, which is found in Siva's Thunder Ease, the maternal appeasing pheromone of cats, which is found in Siva's Feelaway Multicat, and the facial pheromone that cats deposit in their environment when they rub their whiskers on things, or it's called bunting, which is found in Feelaway Classic. But Siva now also has the combination product of Feelaway Optimum, which contains both kitty pheromones in one diffuser.
Cool. So with so many pheromones, which ones should people use specifically for stress during the holidays?
That is a good question, because there are even more pheromones found in nature. There's tons of them. We just are using the commercially available ones. And in this situation, I would suggest the calming pheromones, like Thunder Ease or Feelaway Multicat version, or the Optimum, like Dr. Pike said, which includes both. These are the synthetic version of the mother's appeasing pheromones and mimic the safety message that mother dogs and cats send to their young between the time of birth and weaning, so that those little ones feel safe and protected and cozy with their mamas. So using these pheromones in your environment can help your pet feel safe and protected and calm as well, even in holiday hell.
But let's not forget that for some pets, pheromones or natural supplements are not going to be enough. That is where we reach for short-acting medications like trazodone, gabapentin, clonidine, ciliogel, the benzodiazepines, or the new medication for cats that just came out, Bon-Cat, which is liquid pregabalin. These medications can take effect relatively quickly, between 30 and 90 minutes, depending on the medication, and then will wear off in a certain period of time. All of these medications, though, need to be trialed before you actually need them, because any of the medications we prescribe can have paradoxical effects, which is basically the opposite of what we're trying to achieve. They can have side effects, or they may not have any effect at all, and you would want to know this before you actually need to rely on it. So ask your veterinarian yesterday what you can use for your upcoming holiday hell. Seriously, don't wait.
Yesterday, like get on the phone yesterday. Yeah. So for some pets, and maybe even some of us people, there is no medication in the world strong enough to help with holiday hell.
And or alcohol.
No drink strong enough, no matter how many drinks. It may be best to create a sanctuary room for them with white noise, classical music, pheromones, and a cozy bed so that they actually don't have to be a part of the crowd. Put on a do not disturb sign for the door, and if needed, install a new door lock or even one of those little hook locks at the top out of children's reach, so that only allows those with a key or at a certain height to be able to open that door. That way, little Billy doesn't accidentally wander into that sanctuary with a frenzied pet. Another great idea is finding a cozy boarding kennel or pet sitter so that they can be as far away as possible from all the shenanigans.
Yeah, a lot of shenanigans. Well, unfortunately, as veterinarians, you and I both know the nickname of this time of year is euthanasia season. We in the field see a significant uptake in euthanasia numbers around this time. And I'm not sure. Do you know, is there any actual research that shows why?
I don't think there's actually any research.
Yeah, I know in behavioral practice, we definitely see it commonly because the families are unable to find a boarding facility or pet sitter that will take their pet with significant aggression, or the family comes to terms with the reality of having an actual life and having people visit is just not feasible with a pet with significant behavioral challenges. But whatever the reason, we empathize with this tough decision, and we also want our colleagues to know that we see you and know how hard this season is for many of us because of this upswing.
Since Dr. Pike has brought up this sad topic, and for some of us, holidays are not really filled with joy, but instead grief or isolation, I want to use this buzzkill section to bring up another serious topic that is worthy. This is suicide. This could be its own episode, and maybe we'll create one, but for now, I want to offer some support for anyone that is struggling this season. Veterinarians especially are 2 to 3 times more likely to die by suicide than the general population. This could be due to the pressure of an overwhelming workload, cyberbullying, or financial drains, along with their intense compassion for the pets that they try to help in their physical and mental health struggles. We care about the veterinarians and everyone who is struggling during the holidays or all year long, and will provide some resources in the honeypot section.
Yeah, we're definitely here for you. If you need anything, please reach out. Well, on that sad note, I would like to apologize to our audience as well as our executive producer. I owe her a very big apology. Actually, it's my bird that owes her a very big apology. Some of you have commented about the squeaky toy that you can hear in the background and how cute that is. It's actually not a squeaky toy. That's my bird. So today we did a little management strategy and we covered Pavlov, hoping that he would be quiet. So hopefully Taryn has not had to edit out any squeaks. So
he has been a very good bird today. Thank you, Dr. Pike.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Here at the Behavior Buzz, we know you are all busy bees who live and die by the science like we do. So we'll make sure to put the references from today's show on the website. So buzz on over to the Honeypot page to find those.
We just want to say a big thank you to our sponsor today, Siva, and to all you wonderful pet parents that want to help their pets escape holiday hell.
And an even bigger thank you to our hive mind. Without listeners like you, we would have nothing to buzz on about. So grab a drink or a mocktail and join us next time for cocktails and conversations. We'll see you next year.
Happy New Year! Follow Behavior Buzz on Facebook. You know how to spell it.
And on Instagram at Behavior Buzz.
And on our website, behaviorbuzz.com.
Be positive.
Be informed.
Now buzz off.
Thank you to our sponsor, Milena DeMartini Incorporated, founder of the Separation Anxiety Certification Program for dog professionals and creator of the Mission Possible online course for guardians. Milena and her team of certified separation anxiety trainers work remotely with clients whose dogs are suffering from separation anxiety. Whether you are a dog owner or a dog professional, find the perfect resources to start your separation anxiety journey at MilenaDeMartini.com.
Thank you to our premium sponsor, PRN Pharmacal, the makers of Reconcile. Reconcile is an FDA-approved drug for the treatment of canine separation anxiety in conjunction with a behavior modification plan. PRN Pharmacal is committed to meeting the evolving needs of modern veterinary medicine and dedicated to developing products to strengthen the bond between pets and their people.
This episode is made possible by our premium sponsor, Nestle Purina Pro Plan Veterinary Diets and Supplements. Ask your veterinarian if Purina Pro Plan veterinary diets and supplements are right for your pets.
While the Behavior Buzz podcast provides clinical insight into veterinary medicine and veterinary behavior, these statements are not intended to diagnose or treat a particular patient. If you have concerns about your pet, please contact your veterinarian or your nearest veterinary behaviorist.